Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shigwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustwood is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels episode 15. We're very serious.
Yes, we're serious. We don't have anything to talk about.
So, I'm not even sure why we're here. We're gonna cover 7 news stories, but it's not really anything new.
We're here because it's Tuesday.
Yeah, we're here. That's where we go.
So, bear with us and we'll get through all of the old news.
Oh, boy.
And then you can listen to bullshit. I mean, the summaries.
It's kind of like when Shuki goes, I was in the living room because it was Monday.
It wasn't Monday last time I was in the living room.
Shuki, you can run the tail back.
Homeboy.
For real.
For real.
For real.
I will just be speaking through Antoine today.
Great. I'm gonna do a what's up through Antoine.
Well.
Sorry.
Alright, who's starting the what's ups?
Alright, not me. I started it like twice in a row.
No, you.
I was serious when I said I wasn't starting.
Okay. I'm not starting either. Nose goes.
Jedimon.
I'm touching your nose. Damn it, stupid names. Stand it over that. At least it's early on. Go first.
He means Jedimon. Oh, me. So let's see what's up with me. I got my Joker and my Philip memory and my Gamma Ride cards.
That you never told us about.
Exactly, it was a surprise.
Yeah.
So wait, when I try to do surprises, I get criticized and yelled at. But when you do it, it's all like, oh, it's okay.
Because, okay, first of all, I don't go, like, behind your back to, like, little Asian kids and, like limpid cripple kids and
excuse me
and just be all, hey, help me buy this because I'm the Shuquin Shinobi and I can't do it on my own. I just go do stuff because I'm a man. That's how men do things.
Whatever, fuck you.
Oh, here we go again.
I don't know. I was bored and I wanted to spend some money and it was cheap and then I was like, ooh, pretty cards.
Yeah, you can
and
spend money by giving me the $30 you owe me.
I don't owe you $30. I told you that already. I paid you.
I'll find you.
Okay, I told you. In there's an alternate universe where I paid you. So go there and get your money.
That's your wife.
Shuki's gonna get your wife. So if you don't get the money, he's gonna hold her for ransom.
Okay. You can do that. That's fine.
I don't think he really cares.
Nope. Just watching Epic Mickey. Oh.
Could this possibly be about?
What else? Oh. So I was holding over on some Pokemon to play later.
Because God knows you need to take more time on that.
And just shut up. And so I was like, hey, I'm gonna save this gym battle, this Olivine one for like later so it can be hilarious. But instead what happened was I beat it in like 30 seconds and was like, oh, you suck. You're stupid. And so I got bad 6. Yay. I was like, you are so dumb. You are really dumb. Poliwhirl and Graveler, for real. Just like great thing. So
I don't know anymore.
What was that?
It's supposed to be a blaster noise.
I don't know what's going on with them. But I mean, I think that's about it because I haven't been able to pre-order anything. I haven't been able to buy anything. Oh.
Sorry, it won't stop. I didn't know it wasn't continuous. Sorry.
I'm trying to think what else. I don't think there's anything else going on. At all. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm almost done my Go Andre Mechas. Those have been fun. Ooh, Gingaman episode. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was doing now. All right, what's ups?
Shit's going crazy over here. I didn't even mean to push that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give this to these guys, then I'm going to go download this now.
Man, I guess. All right, who's next?
Me. I don't know. School started, and I'm pissed because school started. But, whatever. I don't know. I got a whole bunch of shit. Saturday, I got Cyclone Joker Extreme and the Robot Damashi I ordered, Code Geass.
You ordered?
I was hoping no one caught that. But
I always catch everything.
So,
just like those diseases from Wheelchair's Girlfriend.
We have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
Speaking of wheelchairs.
So, that got here on Saturday. I was expecting my Oki package on Monday because these assholes got theirs on Saturday.
Woo! Yep.
But,
What? What?
Okay. But, no luck. Monday, school started and it was really boring. But today, however, it was kind of like Christmas. My Oki package got here and then my Rider Proxy package got here. So I'm now the proud owner of Joker, the Cyclone Fillet Memory, the Robot Damashi Ava 1 Night Combat version. Yay.
Yay.
And the 5th Gashapon Guy Memory set.
Action Sack.
Action Sack Mark 2.
No!
Stop it, Didi. Stop pushing the button. Do not push the button.
You just ruined my preview. God. Can't even preview right. So anyway. Anyway, that's all here. Reviews, I don't know what the hell I'm doing anymore. Like, Exceed Gills was supposed to go up like 5 days ago.
Which is really one day in Shukun Shinobi years.
But I'm going to put it up before I go to school. I would have had it up by now, but I just put up a 17-minute vlog, so I kind of want to give people time.
Give them like 8 days to watch it.
Yeah.
Give it time to watch Hannah Montana forever.
So yeah, basically just about the reviews. Give me time because I'm in school now and I got shit to do. So.
He's lying. He doesn't do anything.
Whatever. That's really about it. I've been playing the Gombride game still. I'm still only on set 3. I'm so slow. But whatever.
Yep.
Can't be any slower than being in Azalea Town after we'd beaten the game twice.
Dude, your mother, okay? Your mother was in Azalea Town. I saw her. I raped her. It was fun.
Yeah. Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
I don't know. I feel like I need to say something, but I can't think of it, so yeah, go.
Well,
obviously. Let's see, what has been up? I got the Oki package, too. I got a Joker and a badass Philip memory. Philip crossed with Barry Mantle, apparently. We don't think it's a battery issue. I think Philip just grew a pair. Exactly. Thank you, badass Philip.
Yep.
Let's see. I got my Lost Driver and my 3 Super Ghost Agers. I've been trying to put up a vlog for that and it unsuccessfully uploaded, so I put up a review about Momo and watching Ghost Ager.
And it made me giggle in my pants.
Oh, God. let's see. What else did I get? Did I get anything else in the mail? No, that was last week. I got that package. Hopefully, before I leave, I'll be getting my Mibida Bibida Babido, which was supposed to be with Joker. And my Machine Tornado from Raj Frost and my Action Sack. Hopefully that gets here so my friend doesn't have to sign for it. Did I get anything else? Oh, I got a little Plastidical replacement for the one my dog chewed up. I found one today.
Really? Because I can't find those craps anywhere.
Yeah, it was just him and a
Tom Politoed.
It was just him and an Elekid. I was like, oh, I have to get this one.
I want Elekid.
So yeah, I got him. I was like, yay, now it's not all chewed up. So I'll just so that my other kids don't get them. So yeah, I'm going to Morphican in 2 days, which will be yesterday when this is uploaded. So, if you see me there, I will deny that I'm myself. And then I'll give you a business card.
And he's going to buy me stuff.
Yeah, that'll happen because you'll pay me for sure.
It's sad, but he'd probably pay you if it meant getting toys.
I don't think Shuki's giving me anything in exchange for this $30, so...
Yeah, a successful podcast.
He has to get it from
He's
going to
service you.
Ugh. I've seen him service Hana, and it's not pretty.
Giggity.
He can get it from my parallel universe self, and it'll be fine.
Parental kids.
Okay.
He'll get paid in Republic credits.
Oh, my gosh, a t-shirt!
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Anyway, so I'm going to be there. So in case of I didn't mean to do that. That was great comedic timing. I'm going to be there. And for people who watch my videos, if for whatever reason the vlog won't go up, there's not going to probably be videos Thursday through Sunday. So just check out updates about what's going on at Morphicon and on the Writer's Rangers Rambles Facebook page.
Which we'll talk about at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's a sneak preview. I just had to say that. So I'm done. That didn't work very well.
Nope.
You know how I know you're gay?
Your mother?
No, you just ruined the setup. Oh, because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
So.
Anyway. So. Yeah. God damn it.
So what's next, Shuki?
Old news.
Man.
For Rio. So, we've got cool new pictures of the figure arts that were at the Tamashi, whatever the hell it was.
Features?
Festival.
It was something with an F.
Tamashi.
Next one will just be Tamashi. Fuck.
Okay, so. Hyper Kabuto. He is sexy.
He's pretty. Oh.
He's not the sex, but he's sexy.
Okay, so here's what's going on with Hyper Kabuto.
Makes me happy in pants.
Those bitches have still not updated their stock.
His arms and legs are hollow-ish. So that what do you call those? The little wing things, I guess? What are those?
Exactly? Hyper wings.
Wing tips. They look like Kabuto horns everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't know. Those things that are on his arms and his legs, they can fold out for hyper cast off and then fold in for just a normal hyper mode. So that is awesome. He also has a movable chest piece, again for the hyper clock up and then normal hyper mode. The back wings open and you can put the rainbowy effecty thing.
I like rainbows.
Yeah. So anyway,
especially like the Sora Nikagiyaku kind.
Oh god.
It does come with a hyper sector, obviously.
Obviously, because of the hyper sector.
The perfect sector looks really sharp. I like, not sharp, but like cool looking.
Probably sharp too. Dang it! I keep forgetting to open a package with that Dengasher that's really sharp. Anyway.
And I think it looks like the handle moves to do the sword mode and the gun mode. It looks like there's a swivel there. It's hard to tell though.
Swivel here. Oh.
Swivel, double swivel.
That sounds familiar. I don't know where it's from.
Oh. I giggle when I hear that.
What are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, the Hyper Kabuto. Sorry.
Anyway, enough of Hyper Kabuto. He's hyper. Emperor Kiva.
Yeah, he's still Kiva.
He's pretty.
Yes. The cape is in 3 or 4 sections.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? The tentacles are in you?
Maybe two Shinobi?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
So, they can open up
them there.
Oh, my God. Thank you, R2.
Hello,
R2. Wait, I think I got one for that. Okay. Anyway.
So, I don't even know where I'm going anymore. The Zombat sword jacks off.
Zombat slides.
Hope you can jack this one.
Have you watched Kiva? I mean, seriously. It was basically the giant masturbate sword.
What, do you want the Jonas Brothers white cream on your faces?
No.
No.
Little girls on South Park did.
So, anyway, Emperor Kiva looks nice. But Dark Kiva looks even cooler. Because he's Dark Kiva.
And he has Kibato Bato Nisei instead of Kibato Bato Sansei.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. So,
we talk.
Same cape gimmick on him. It's pretty much the same mold, except for some badass additions.
To the helmet.
And the leg piece.
Penis.
The cod piece.
Cod piece.
I'm just kidding. They have the same crotch. Does, however, come with a severely oversized jacorder.
Yeah,
I called it, sort of.
Epic stabbing.
I hope it shrinks a little bit to a more
not that's what she said.
Size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, seriously.
Well, I wouldn't really care that much because I wouldn't be displaying my leg.
I wouldn't either. I don't really care.
My Dark Eva is going to be Ochaya, not... What's his face?
Taiga?
Yeah, that's it. The one that...
Oh, Woody Taiga.
It's like, LOL, I got this belt for $11 on HLJ. I can just throw it away now.
Sure, I got one for $11.
So did I.
What? Well, it's not my fault you didn't buy it.
I know, I got it for $11. I thought you said I got mine for $11.
Oh, I said, I don't even have a Saga belt. I need that one.
Too bad you didn't get it for $11.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Whatever. We just circle. I had to make it a circle.
It's a circle. And just to throw fuel on the fire, Bandai thought it would be a cool idea to release a Cyclone Axel Extreme Safubi. And I'm really pissed.
That scares us.
I'll just leave it at that. It scares the shit out of me. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're crazy. Whatever.
They're legitimizing a dream form.
You know you want to buy it, Shuki.
We don't want to buy it. We're saying
why,
that it might, at least
to
a figure.
Why the hell would I want to buy a vinyl?
It leads to a figure.
Because it's got Cyclone Axel Extreme and a white Extreme Memory on it.
No, you. We're just saying this might lead to a figure, but the fact
I'm
that
I'm aware. I know what you were thinking.
Why
God.
Would you buy the Sofu Boo Boo? Why would we buy this?
Sofu Boo Boo.
He looks like a bath toy. Just saying.
He kind of does. So, anyway, it's some sort of exclusive deal thing. I don't know, but I don't give a shit. I'm just pissed.
For real.
For real. Next up. Yep. Gunbride.
Gunbride?
Okay, so people keep spelling it like that, and it pisses me off. It's Gunbride. Not Gunbride. There's no guns involved unless they have guns.
Oh, well, thank you
besides,
for that.
Gunbride is derived from Gambate, so...
Gambate!
Whatever. Anyway, look at the giant O's driver that they stuck on the front of the arcade machine.
Yeah.
I don't know which... Okay.
Okay, I'm bitch.
Okay, I don't really know what's going on anymore.
Chronic.
it seems you can use any old medals in here. I'll just change accent somewhere along the line. That's cool.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Saka Kirita. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
But anyway, it shows a screenshot, and it's like the helmet's all grayed because they like haven't inserted a metal or something. I can't really tell. But
I thought it was gray because they did insert a metal.
Well, no, I think it's supposed to be red. Because it says Koa Taka on it. Maybe it's in the process of being activated. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it shows the Taka, Kamakiri, and Cheetah, right? Yeah, Cheetah medals in the driver.
That's what I Taka Kirita.
I know.
Where are you? Your mother.
This is American. We speak American.
Changing the O's form, and then right under it, it shows how the rider medals work. Except I can't quite figure it out. But
looks like Final Common Attack form ride.
It shows DK complete, like, rider kicking through.
Ichigo Mori.
Is it? You totally roboed yourself. Is it Ichigo Nigo in V3?
Definitely V3. What?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jedi
is a robot.
What? I am not your mother.
Where you said, well, it's fucking hilarious.
Is it big?
Like a robot tard.
Good job.
It's fixed.
Yes, it's fixed.
Yes, right. Hurry before it gets you.
And it like shows the three metal placement things, and like one's highlighted, and it shows decay complete form, and then two gray decay complete.
Well, anyway, as I was saying before, I was rudely robotically interrupted. I clearly can see V3, and I'm almost. What?
It's getting you again.
Just go.
I'm almost positive that's Ichigo and Nigo based on the fact that I now own those cards and I see them on a daily basis.
Okay, whatever. Fuck you. So, anyway.
Andromo.
Did he just die?
No.
No? Oh, it sounded like it.
I don't know. Anyway, right below it, there's a picture of what I assume to be set 12 or whatever this is supposed
there's
to be.
There's a Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme or whatever. Cyclone. Yeah, that's right.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like one of the first cards. He's all,
yeah, that's the top. I see some Tatobas, some Eternals, some Fire Blasters, Kuga Dragon.
There's Takakiri something.
Jokers. What? Oh, yeah, Takakiri Bata. And it looks like Ratorata and Agito Burning.
I see Hibiki Kurenai on there, too.
Kurenai, yeah. I can't see what the bottom right one is, but
bottom right.
Well, the bottom in the bottom left is the bottom of the one next to Agito.
Yeah, because I heard that clearly.
I don't know what it is either. So
me neither. Hello.
I think the one above it's Urataros.
Okay, there you go.
So I think that's Kintaros.
Maybe.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, Coolio. Moving on.
I am not Coolio. He's a rapper.
That's me. So, that's
it. That's Shotaro, you faggot.
That's it for toy news. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Whatever's you. Anyway, as if there is any doubt, Movie Taisen 2011's legit. This isn't news. I don't even know why it's here.
Yeah, because they're like, someone saw a trailer, and then they're like, oh, it's confirmed. Like, oh, yeah, let's not believe the people that saw the movie. Just saying.
Anyway, I'm really excited for it.
Me too, since they're in the same universe.
It's from the same universe. They can't possibly fuck up something that's in the same universe. So I think we're in okay shape. As long as DK doesn't show up, we're okay.
Oh, God. Don't give them ideas. You already gave them three ideas.
For real.
You gave him O's, you gave him Toy Hero Net and Asuka. Just saying.
Okay, I'll just keep my fucking mouth shut. You can do the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
Jesus!
So,
man! I don't need your tune.
O's trailer, yay.
Yay, it's touching me.
There really wasn't anything new in this either. It just looked cool.
Yeah. Well, you can see some cool Kandroids in the ride vendor. You see he puts medals in his belt. And, I mean, you see holding the sword in a reverse hand grip, and that's about it. I mean, it's some epic pics of yummies and greeds and fighting action. But it's still cool and looks pretty.
I'm all excited, face.
Me too.
What they said. Yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have to wait that much longer. But yep. Sadly, Double's ending, so...
The only thing I'm worried about is that you have to remember, even though it's in the same universe now, it's not the same writer.
Yeah. AG he's writing, does not equal Shotaro.
He's writing Digimons now. What is that? What the fuck is that?
What?
Is that a fan?
Your mother.
No.
It is a fan.
I don't hear a fan.
Because Jedimon goes, no. And Tsuki goes, your mother. Yeah, it's a fan. He's going through the life change, so he has to be fanned because he's always getting hot flashes.
My God. So to... God damn it. To coincide with the friggin' trailer that you all hopefully just watched, there's magazine scans which show nothing new. There's a pattern here.
It's a trap.
It's a nice full body shot of the greeds. I don't think we've had that yet.
No, you can clearly see some of those like octopus suction cups on the legs of the water one.
Giggity. I think the water one's a chick.
No, you.
I'm kidding.
He's a chick.
Well, I don't know. It looks kind of like feminine, but
it looks like the other three have human forms, and that one doesn't. So that could be why.
Oh, okay. That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, oh, these are all dudes, but I forgot there's five of them, and there was only four of them there.
Good work, so, detective.
Yeah. Speaking of
detectives.
What's the one that has the the land mammal one is the one that has like gray hair and it's all weird looking.
Yeah.
And then
the insect one's wearing the green jacket.
No, the land mammal one's the little kid.
Oh yeah.
Well, the land mammal little kid, but just
he's got the gray shirt on.
He's got a neck about as long as Alita's.
And the cat one's got the yellow shirt, and the insect one's got a green jacket.
Okay.
We're going for MMPR style here.
Why does the color cat one have like gray hair?
It's because he's creepy.
He's a cool cat.
He's the coolest cat.
The next picture.
Coolest cat that you ever seen.
And this guy's getting taken over by whatever cell metal that they tossed into the hole in the back of his head, and he looks fucking gross.
For real.
Just saying. He's got like this giant tumor coming out of his neck.
Ugh. It's not a tumor.
I think that might be a cloth, but I don't know. It kind of looks like a tumor. He's got some disease. Kogami Foundation shit. Ankh. Motorcycles. Are you going to do that every time we mention this fucker's name?
Yes.
That's a summary preview. If you,
it's going to be a long year.
Oh, God.
And then some transformation. I don't think there's any worthwhile text to associate with the pictures. Apparently, from the summary, they're going off the episode one summary that he was a security guard.
And he loses his pants or something.
He's Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Kinda.
Spoiler alert, Paul Blart Mall Cop is us.
And he loses his pants or something.
And he's hypoglycemic.
Yeah. And it says when three metals of the same genus, yay scientific terms, joins, he transforms into a special form, so yeah, they're gonna be all powerful and shit. Blah 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 blah.
I have a question.
What?
Okay, so I know we've heard the sound it makes when it transforms, and we've seen the little motion he makes when he transforms. Have we ever seen the two concurrently together?
Right, repeat that?
Yeah. Okay. I need to understand this one.
We've heard the belt noise, so we've heard, swipe it and it goes Taka Tura Bata Tato Ba Tato Ba.
Yeah.
And we've seen him swiping the little thing across his belt. Have we ever actually have they ever actually synced up the two together?
No.
No.
Okay, because I was thinking about that, and I'm like, I don't think we've seen that, because what I think happens is he swipes it, right, and says, like, Taka Tora Bata, and, like, because you know how we saw the picture, if he, like, puts the thing up to his chest, and then it forms the circle? I think when he does that, that's when it goes, Tato Bata, probably, like, glows, and goes, and then, like, then he gets a suit.
Probably says the Taka Tora Bata after he scans it, because it's hard to tell. Because in the trailer, he just scans it, and then there's a voiceover guy talking.
The review for the toy, you scan each metal kind of like one by one.
Yeah.
And it said the Taka, and then the next one was Tora, and then Bata. And then once it finished the swipe, it made the noise, and then it said Taka. I think it did. I don't know. The batteries were all fucked up, and I couldn't understand it. But
well, yeah. And, like, it's hard to tell, because in the trailer, he just swipes it, and then there's a voiceover trailer guy talking over him, and they show up for, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell what's going to happen. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
I'm reading this thing. Sorry.
That's why I'm excited too. It's why the computer on my lap is tilted.
Oh God. Face palm. For real.
That weird microphone sound you may or may not have just heard was me face palming my microphone to my face.
I heard it.
Okay. Cell metals, blobbity blobbity. Nothing else really, but I'm all excited face.
So,
I like new shit.
time to go to the Ghost Sager correspondent now? Is that what time it is?
Please, yep. No. I don't want to know you.
That's what happens when you watch Ghost Sager. I sense much fear in you.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Well.
Well, obviously, you're the Ghost Sager correspondent.
All right, so we got some pictures. Hooray. Ghost Sager Ultimate. God. Yeah, pretty much. We see Ghost Sager Ultimate, and the first picture has got Alata and Bladeran, and and they're fighting. And
where are those eyes?
I mean, it looks like the ghost, like the little face thing of Hedder's, the eyes are glowing or whatever. I don't know. Moving along. The second picture shows what appears to be the victory charge for Ghost Sager Ultimate, where like the face opens to see all five Hedder's, and then they like shoot off. The thing about this... Thank you, Dee Dee. The thing about this is...
Sorry,
Dee Dee,
really,
stop pushing the button. Anyway, the thing about this is... The Hedder's that shoot off don't look exactly like the Miracle Hedder's. But they don't look like the regular ones either. They're like the regular ones with like... Miracle Hedder armor attached on them. It's kind of weird. They're all colored, but then got gold. I don't know. I don't try to understand Ghost Sager. There's no rules to follow.
Which picture are you looking at? The second.
The
one?
Second. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They don't. Well, they're not all gold. They still look like the Hedder's, though.
They're like the regular Hedder's, but with like miracle attachments.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Then we got a picture of, like, Epic Bladeran getting all angry. I don't know what this is supposed to be a picture of. Just, I see the box, and I see Ultimate Spider Monkey, and...
Sorry, I got a hair on my mouth.
A blob. I don't know what this is under next to Ghost Sager Knight, but it looks stupid. Then we have a picture...
Epic Spaceship.
Yeah, we have a silhouette
Epic
of...
Epic Spaceship?
Yeah, that.
And they're both ship.
We have a silhouette of like Ultimate Ghost Sager Great, and it just looks stupid. And we see like the Super Ghost Sager Red right there. But if you look in the corner of the picture, you can see a Daiso card of Hurricane Red with the little like guitar shamisen thing to use to summon the Revolver Mammoth. That's cool. That's what caught my eye when I looked at the picture.
I don't blame you at all.
I like Hurricane Red, and I like Revolver Mammoth, so there you go. And then there's a picture of, like, Epic Spaceship and...
For real.
And, I don't know, I guess that's images of it transforming. I don't know what that is. I just know, like, there's headers sticking off of it, and I don't know. I'm so
confused.
Yeah,
there are headers sticking out of it. That's what those things are.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
Fuck. And then it looks like Ghost Sager Ultimate with like swords. I don't know what's going on. It looks like it's fighting Ultimate Spider Monkey, so.
Ultimate Spider Monkey. Oh, I forgot the sound effect. Shh. Wait till next week. Wait till next week.
We could always get an editing.
Hey,
hope this podcast isn't the one that the guests listen to and say, oh, should I be on this podcast? Be interviewed? This podcast is horrible.
These guys are insane
and
hot.
Just yawning and eating cookies and pushing buttons.
I assure you, we're not high. We're just really bored.
Or both.
Obviously.
It's about that
obviously
time.
Obviously, O's. No, you're ruining my epic soundboard.
Yep.
Onore.
Ha! We're going to find you!
Onido Decado, we're going to find you!
We're looking for you!
So, sadly, that's really it for news, so,
It's pretty slow.
It's pretty slow around here.
For real.
For real.
You can run and tell that. Yep. So, maybe next week there'll be better news? I mean, we're like, oh, sad face, there's no news, but then we're like, happy face, no new exclusives have been announced.
Yeah.
But we can probably go pre-order any unannounced exclusives from Okinawa.
Right.
Because he's already got pre-orders open for all the figure arts for all the rider forms.
Ever.
Ever, yeah.
It's good in the future once they're actually got like a special pre-order for like next year's rider.
It's his pre-order rider 2013. Oh, wait, that's not next year. What? 2012. Because it was 2011.
There won't be a rider 2013. Everything ends in 2012, remember?
That's true. Damn it.
So yep. Get your figure out.
They're all
now.
Sad. Like, get your figure out now.
Yep.
That's why I don't care. Just gonna keep on going, and when the world explodes in 2012, shit ain't gonna matter anyway.
He'll just hug his figure arts.
And die happily.
Rubbing Hana all over him.
Yep.
Ugh.
Hot sex. Okay, that was just gross.
I'm sorry. Pig!
Swine!
Cry face.
Episode discussion timer.
Fuck. I mean, okay.
All right, time for double, so this will last about as long as the episode. So get your popcorn now.
You know what? Your mother.
Well,
first
they
of
do.
All,
so it starts off, and then you say...
Well, you know what? Okay, first of all, double is awesome. I don't want to shorten it any, because it's just awesome.
Go well, then people should watch the episode.
No one said a summary had to be shorter than the actual thing.
Yeah, the definition. Word summary.
The episode is 24 minutes. My summary is 20. There, it is shorter. God.
Ooh, 4 minutes.
No,
like,
you.
Oh, damn it. And I gotta open it again. Hold on.
Yeah, you gotta open the episode so you can read the subtitles to us. If for whatever reason the podcast is ever down, just read the subtitles off double. It'll be just like that. And just be like, insert humor here.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to help you guys read because I know you all are illiterate. Listen here, Momotaros. You... I don't care...
Crying?
I don't care about your Hisatsu Waza. Enjoy in the corner. Hey, your mother.
There's no need to get upset now. No!
I'm not, Momotaro.
You gotta thank Caesar Milan. Momo, down. I'm... God.
Ugh, that sounds dirty.
I'm still trying to figure out what the first part of the last bit is. The little pamphlet doesn't tell me, so I'm just stuck trying to figure out what he's saying. I think it's like, I toku wa ore.
I got your t-shirt. I got
eat toku.
Eat toku.
Eat tofu. Tofu. Toku.
Lawman.
Lawman. Oh, you haven't gotten that far yet. Spoiler alert. That's huge to the plot. Lawman.
Lawmare?
No. He didn't get it. Don't tell him the secret.
Okay, so you ready for this?
Oh. Never ready for this one.
It's double.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot what we were doing. Okay. So where are we? Okay, 47. So, all right. If you forgot what happened last time,
you're a fool.
Then you need to go back and listen to the old summary. So we don't need to recap it. Let's go.
Oh my god, you're like a bastard. Like, so we cut to the detective agency after, you know, a summary of what happened last week that doesn't happen because some jackhole cuts you off.
They don't need a summary.
You don't need
of
a summary,
summary
of a summary. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. So,
oh my god.
Philip wakes up to see Miku there with Shotaro and Akiko because they found him for him. And he's all like, yay, happy face, my kitty cat's back. And so Akiko's all like, squeaky voice, I'm a dolphin. And
translator is broken.
Yeah. And so Phillip's like, he sees his hand start to disappear but come back. And he feels a disturbance in the forest because Wakana's still alive. So he's like, Shotaro, I need you to do me a favor. He's like, okay. He's like, I need you to find and save Wakana. And he's like, they're like, wait, she was in the fire. House go boom. Dead face. He's like, no,
oh,
no,
shit. Sorry. That was an accident.
All right.
I drank a lot of soda today.
clearly. But Philip goes, no, 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 she's alive, she's alive. And he's like, okay then, let's do this. He's like, I can handle it. I'm a cool guy. I'm Shotaro. I'm hard o'boiled though. And then you get like the little voiceover from Shotaro all sad, like, I thought we'd be together forever. Thought we'd always be one. And you're like, ugh. And it's like, I didn't know that would happen. And you're like, what? Philip found a girl? Oh no. And then it cuts to do 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 do. WX Climens RCT. And then more from a movie we can't watch for a year and we get all sad. And
the TV.
Yeah. Da boo doo, what's the guy say? Epic sponsor, McDonald's, yay. Get a happy set.
McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's and get a happy set.
A happy set.
Okay, so what's happened? Okay, so we're at the Charming Raven Pharmaceutical Company, which is apparently a cover for Foundation X.
X, what was the letter? I think it was X.
So the letter, whatever the letter is, it's after double.
Charming Raven, Japanese, 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 Japanese. What?
So we see the man in white with the chicken white, and she's
no.
Got a,
white, though. It's not white. It's not the white. Master Beetle Morgan. White, though.
We see the man in white, though, with a woman in white, though.
Except she's white, because she's just white.
She's like real white. Like not even slanty eyes white. Like. So she carries you on a stopwatch, and she times you when you're talking, and it's kind of funny. And she's all like, "Derp, museum's done. We need a new plan." And she's got a little PDA, and you hear like epic Powerpuff Girls music, and you're like, "Wait, what's going on?" I remember this. I saw that review, and she holds up her PDA, and you see like Never, and you see Itano, dude, and she's like, "Well, that didn't work. So we'll skip that." And then she like touches it and like slides it, and then we see some cell metals and core metals and crap, and we're like, oh yay!
She was parading the set off Ami Ami while she was talking to the man in white toe.
I know she. She wanted to make sure she got that candy toy box because she wanted the double cyclone Joker extreme one.
Yeah,
and she really likes Amazon because a lot of Japanese people like Amazon for some reason.
Yep.
And but no, the dude in white toe is all like, no, dude.
Dude in white is his son, who's like a teenage.
He's like, I got a trump card. You're like, no, 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 that's Shotaro, that's trump card. And you see Wakanda, and he's like, look, we just got to get the clay doll memory out of her. We can do guy impact. It'll be fine. She's like, but there's no museum. He's like, no, 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 I got this. I got this.
No.
Look, you leave this to me.
He goes all George Lopez. He's like, I got this.
Like, I got this, yo. And she, like, cuts him off mid-sentence. He's like, all right, well, I got another appointment, so peace out, homie.
I got to go to plan the next 10 years riders.
Yep. He's like, okay. So we see that these guys, they've been, like, pursuing Psycho because they think maybe she took Wakana. And Epic Afro guys over here like, no, no, she's riding her bike on the bike track for the last few days. And they're like, okay, let's go find her. So you see Psycho in like tight outfit, and you're like, "All right." And then like, Shotaro comes up behind her, all hard boiled her, and then like,
hob boiled.
He comes up behind her all hard.
I told you she was in tight clothes, and then Terui comes up all gay like from the other side. I guess he was trying to just grab Shotaro. I don't know.
Terui comes up behind Shotaro all hard.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that. So like Philip runs in like, dude, where's Yuakana? She's like, whoop. She's alive. And he's like, yeah.
This is a soap opera.
She's in trouble. We need to find her. And then in comes Man in White though, and he apparently has a name. It's
George
Kazu Jun.
Yeah.
Of Foundation X.
We've known
and
about
like,
this for like 10 episodes.
Yeah, I know, but I prefer Man in White though. And it's been a surprise to our audience. They think his name is Man in White, though.
I always call him Man in White, though.
So, Psycho explains who Foundation X is to the rest of the cast, in case you didn't know already. And he's like, yep, we're doing stuff now. Yep. And Phillip's all angry. He's like, give back Wakanda. And he's like, no. No, you.
Just, no. What?
He pulls out of it a gold memory, and Psycho's like, only like us family people can use those. He's like, no, no, no. I can do it too.
Toys.
I stole it.
So you can put different stickers on the gold memory.
And he's like, no, I got it. I actually got that pre-order for that set like before everybody else, and I just checked out the set. It's like, no.
I live in China, so I stole this from the factory. Me and Pia, we're tight.
He's like, I got a 98% compatibility. And you're like, that sounds bad. And it's like, Utopia. And then, like, it goes in the driver, and everyone starts floating, and you're like, this is probably not good. Just saying. And he transforms, and Axel transforms, and Shotaro's like, all right, Philip, let's go. And he's like, about that, we probably shouldn't do that right now. Meanwhile, like, Axel, like, every time he goes to hit, like, Utopia raises up his cane, and it just, like, stops him, like, he can't move. And he's like, what the hell, dude? And Philip's like, look, Shotaro, about that whole transforming thing, we're going to have to put that off.
It's not really what we want to do right now.
This is not really what we want to do at this time. And he's like, okay, could you maybe tell me why? And he's like, yeah. Okay, apparently, because I died, I'm just a bunch of data, and if we do this again, I'm going to disappear forever.
We DNA digivolve right now. I'm going down.
So, you know, we really can't do this. We should probably save it for later. Terui's got this one. And you look over, and he's getting, like, lightning struck and tornadoed.
And I was like, are you sure? And Philip's like, yeah, he'll be fine. Don't worry about him.
He's fine. Ghost of the Night comes in and Comp Ray Thunder, Twist Tornado. They're like, this isn't fair. He's like, no, no, he's got this. He's fine. He's got a lot of armor.
It's all shiny and hard. Just like...
like wheelchair uses. Oh.
Yeah. That's that plastic thing under Shuki's desk. It's behind that plastic thing.
That's that mold of Saki.
You know what I'm talking about.
What? That was a joke from yesterday. Yesterday.
I know. I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
Wait. Yeah, I know.
What?
Do I know?
I'm verifying that it's not a dildo.
I know, but it was just funny that you put it. Like, you wouldn't directly address what it was.
I didn't know what to call it. It's a container.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Thing.
Contains pleasure.
Yeah, wheelchair's girlfriend's a container too. A container for every guy's hopes and dreams.
That'll get me. That'll teach me. You're a joker. Yeah.
So anyway, Terry falls over. He de-untransforms. Psycho's like, so I'm sure perfect, father's right? Turning over in his grave. In his grave. She like emphasizes it. And then like Utopia grabs her and is like, I'm out, bitches. And like they leave.
He snatched their people up.
He snatched their people up. He went all Brachiostaff earthquake and just like vanished in a cloud of smoke like BG-17. And
and he was wearing a mask. So
he was wearing a mask. So Psycho sees Wakana, and Waito guy's like, hey, look, you're going to lead museum. And
Waito guy?
We're going to turn Wakana into Dater, put her into the...
Dater? Sorry. Just funny. We're going to turn her into Dater.
My name's Mater, my tuh Mater, except without the tuh.
Oh, that's great. We're going to turn her into Dater. It's gonna be fine.
So we're going down there to the pits, then we're gonna turn her into Dater. We're gonna put her up in a satellite, right? All right, and then we're gonna use her to start the Giga Impact. Then when the Giga Impact happens, anyone who is not compatible with a memory will die. All right, we're gonna fit to her.
Will die.
We're going to thin the herd, get rid of the genes and the Eugenes. Just get rid of all of them. They are not compatible with these memories here.
Oh, that was fantastic. She did something like that. Oh my god, my cheeks hurt. Stop, cheeks hurting me. Stop smiling.
But if you put a lot of nuts in your cheeks, they start to hurt.
God.
Right, Chucky? And,
anyway, continue.
Turning into her dater.
Right, and the chick lady, she's still timing him because she's trying to get his... She's trying to get that car out of the pits as fast as she can while we are on a caution lap. And, oh, wait, the NASCAR memory was broke a couple episodes ago. Never mind.
NASCAR. NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, so he can apply for more funds after you succeed. And it's like, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. How can I apply for money to complete the project after I complete the project? I'm confused. But either way, he gives her the taboo memory back. And it's like, oh, look. I found this one. I took it from the cat. He was playing with it. And then Tara, we facepalmed. And
for real.
So Phillip's all like, I'm doing a lookups. And he's trying to find Wakana's location. Apparently Foundation X has like 27 hideouts in the city. Because one wasn't enough. They need 27. So then he realizes, wait a minute. Our dad can't be buried in a grave because he was burned alive.
Silly psycho.
Silly psycho.
You're so weird.
He was cremated while he was dancing. God.
Well, let's try using grave as a keyword. Oh, look. Charming Graven.
Try using it as a keyword. Let's type it in Google search. Thank you.
So like, okay, we found where she's at. Charming Raven. Let's go get her. And just, I was like, can we like talk first? Maybe about this whole disappearing thing? Cause that's not cool, dude. Seriously. And he's like, yeah. You know, the whole being fused with walking a thing. I got too close to the earth. And now when I transform again, I'm going to join the earth and be gone forever. So there's really no way to stop this. So Shotaro storms off in a little bitch fit. And he runs out in the forest, and he's like, Shroud, Shroud, and he's running around screaming, Shroud, and she finally comes out, and he's like, is there anything we can do for Phillip? She's like, shaking her head, because she can't talk, she's still sick, she can't eat.
No.
And he's like, look, Oya-san, entrust me to taking care of Phillip, I gotta protect him. And she's like, I'm the one that hired out Nami Sokichi to rescue Phillipu. He's like, you're the client? And, because we couldn't figure it out sooner. You know, how did he get a lost driver and a skull memory? I don't know. And,
got it from Yami. And it's like 25% off deal.
Oh, but the lost driver he would have gotten would have had the eternal memory, not the skull memory.
He traded it.
Oh, okay. For a skull magnum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And, so Shroud's like, it'll be okay. It'll be a good smiley face. And so yeah, Shotaro goes back to the, and they're having a party at the office, and they're having a going away party because Phillip's going to study overseas. And there's Gino and Maki, Queen Elizabeth, Santa Chan, Watcherman, and the little gay guy with the red jacket, and Akiko and Phillipu.
Took me a minute to think of who that was. I pictured a little midget. I was like, what? A little midget in a red jacket. That's fabulous. And then I was like, oh, he means terribly.
Yup. And the dolphin chick. And she's a termite. And
termite? It's Dalmatian.
Her translator's broken again. And apparently it's like when you're like your child's dog runs away and you go, no, he went to a farm. That's what they're doing to Phillip to everyone. Basically. No, he's not disappearing. He's going abroad to study. Okay.
Where's my dog? He went abroad to study. Aww. Where's Phillip? He ran away. We let the door open. He just got out.
We tried to chase after him, but he only went in some neighbor's yard and we just left him there.
Caught the fence somehow.
He was a bad bitch.
He was a bad bitch. Now he's in the kennel.
He's hollering about a donut. I don't understand. And he wants a phone call. I don't know.
It's a phone call.
It's not going to bring my donuts back.
It's a tasty donut. And
damn right.
So Akiko's like, eep, 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 eep. Which, according to the subtitles, is dolphin for we can go fight tomorrow.
For real.
And Philip got them all presents, and they're all excited, and...
Okay, hold on a second.
When does Philip go shopping?
What kind of going-away party gives people presents?
Philip's going-away party.
I'm leaving.
A going-away party I
want
to go to.
It's something to remember him by.
That's stupid.
Your mother.
Philip is going to die. He's got to give away all of his prized possessions.
Okay.
His prized possessions are a red mug for Terui?
Yeah. He loved that mug.
He probably peed in it every morning.
Probably. He doesn't have to pee. He's a Digimon.
Aki-chan got some new slippers, it looks like.
This is the toilet, right, Shotaro?
Yes.
Yes, the mug that says Ryu on it.
Yes.
Shiyuki.
Oh, God.
I think Gino got a new back scratcher.
New dildo.
Ew.
That was you. Philip gave you that.
That's what you went to use on Karahiko.
The green one says cyclone when it vibrates.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Couldn't stop myself.
God.
Okay.
So they're like, Philip's going to give a speech. And he's like, no, please, no. And they're like, speech, speech, speech. Speech. So he's like, fine. He's like, all right, well, when I started out here, I didn't like people. And I hid under a hood in the basement.
Just like me.
Just like Shuki. And then he hung around people for a while and followed Shotaro. And now he loves the city and he loves people. And it's like, oh, yay.
So disappointed in him.
They're all happy. And Shotaro's all mad. And he's like, I got you a present too, Shotaro. Okay. But he doesn't open it.
He turns it back to him.
Okay, fuck you.
And they're going to go kung fu fighting. And Ryu's like, Chifu, it's too dangerous for you to come with us. You need to stay here. And she's like, no. We could be gone eternally. I don't know, some bullshit. And
some
she's like,
I'm not eternal.
I'm going with you. And he's like, okay, stay
I'm
close to my
side. I'll find you.
He's like, stay close to my side. It's like, but you don't like girls. And so they get to the place, and you just see, like, they're like running through the halls of this place, just like punching people in the face.
It's pretty awesome. You can't be here, bitch.
the masquerades, like, can't even talk. They're just like waving their arms around.
They're like putties without the noise. They're like trying to go, but they can't because it's copyrighted.
Yeah, and Terui and Shoto are just beating the piss out of people, and then they run off, and Terui transforms into Axelu. And
Axelu. It sounds like his daughter's name, and he has a daughter, and they met her Axelu.
So he's fighting, and they find Wakan on this, and she's hooked up to some stuff, and in comes Utopia, and is like, that's going to measure her ability, and how... I don't know. Something about how quickly they can start Gaia Impact or some crap. It's dumb.
You are so dumb.
You are really dumb.
But Philip's like, hey, you're going to use her as a program, right? And it's like, yeah, you just figured out the plot of the episode. Thank you for catching up to the rest of us. And so this guy transforms and they start floating again. And let's see. Philip's like, well, come on, let's transform. Let's do this. And Shotaro's like, yeah, I'm not so sure I want to do that just yet. And it's like, come on, Shotaro, transform. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to hold back.
No, you.
And Utopia grabs walking out the bed, breaks a hole through the wall, and just like starts running out. Only to be assaulted by Axel, who still can't attack because he keeps getting stopped in midair. And so he's like, well, fine. I'm going to fix you. Trialu. And, which is apparently his other daughter's Trialu.
Trialu? Yes.
And he still can't hit him. And it's like, haha, giggle.
Can't touch this.
Except for you. You can touch me. And
now I'm just creeped out.
Yep. And so they end up outside, and he ends up like D going down from trial to regular Axel. And they're like,
D going down? Really?
Yep. They're like, Utopia is a memory that works off hope, and it takes your will to live and turns it into my power or some crap like that. I don't know. All I know is that after this part, after this little exposition, it wasn't good for Ryu. That's all I know. It was just bad. Like, they're trying to transform, and Philip Sertoro's like, I don't know if I wanna. And he walked, like, Utopia walks up to Axel and just goes, Falcon Kick! And he goes on fire. And he's just laying on the ground screaming in pain. Ah! I'm on fire! What the hell? Ah!
And Sertoro's like, look, Terry's got this. Look at him. He's doing great.
And Terry was all rolling around going,
what? Yep. And he's all like, stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll. And he's all burned, and he finally got his tight clothes burned off of him. But not in that way that, you know, a certain lispy person wants to see. And so every time, but Philo keeps getting angry, and we keep seeing every time he gets angry, like, Wakana, like, glows green. And apparently, like, the more angry Philip gets, the more stronger she gets. So instead of transforming like a normal person, Shotaro runs in and, like, just tries to fight, like, bare knuckle.
Yeah, that'll work. Actually,
and he gets, like, beat the hell up. And he just keeps yelling. And Philip keeps yelling, and Wakana keeps glowing. And then, like, Utopia grabs him and, like, grabs him around the throat and is like, hey, if this happens when I hurt him, let's see what happens if I kill him. And then it just kind of ends.
Sad face.
Forgot about Philip being like, Shotaro!
Like, well, yeah, like when we see like Ryu. Yeah, Ryu's all like burned and blackened, and Philip's just all, Shotaro! Shotaro!
And then Shotaro's being chunky. He's like, no, you!
Hey, Shinda!
And then Shoto was like, no, you! Still dying, like, confused and Henshin.
Like, Philip, stop.
Yep. So that's it for the episode. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I loved this one. Cannot wait for the 48th, this one. Is good.
Yeah.
You have anything more?
Nissan, Ohio. Good.
It was really awesome, but next week's going to be more awesome. How about that?
It is good. It is, sadly. But, it is.
We're back to this because we're like, oh, we're gonna be patient last week. This week, fuck this. We're doing this now. 48 is
what
up.
I said.
It was. And then I said, wait for me, and he's like, no, you.
Okay, I'm actually gonna talk low. So
I will too. But
I have to yard first though.
Well, y'all go. I'm Utopia. Utopia was cool. Psycho was fun to look at.
Oh shit! I almost spoiled something. Good thing I saved myself. I'll talk about that in After Hours Club.
Saving yourself for wheelchair's girlfriend? Oh.
Right.
And, yep.
I hiccup came out of nowhere.
Wakana was unconscious, which means she can't say no. Going away party was fun. Now you. There we go.
Okay.
Now you.
Anyway.
God, already yawned. God.
I'm sorry. It's late. Anyway. it was fantastic. Like, the last two, 47 and 48, 49 is kind of like, well, I'm an epilogue.
You haven't seen it yet. Don't judge it.
I'm not saying it's
we
terrible.
We all know that
I'm
Philip's
going
to be a doctor.
Yeah, Philip's going to be a doctor. Shotaro doesn't want to be a detective anymore. He wants to open a cooking school. So this is going to happen.
Okay. So anyway, it's a perfect, perfect build-up to 48.
Sounds familiar.
Which happens all the time, but it's like beyond perfect. Like all the other episodes that were good build-ups to their climax episode, this one's like a climax build-up. Like it had its own little mini. Like I'm gonna stop there, but
it's a little mini climax.
It had like a cli, like a climbing or whatever.
Neo orgasm.
I don't really know where I'm going with that. I don't know either.
It's got really dirty.
Tobias' design's really cool. He's a total bag of hacks. Like, it kind of pissed me off. Just because, like...
Do I use hacks?
He was just, like, cheating everything. He was like, I point my cane at you, and you, like, flip up against the wall, and you're stuck there.
But it makes him a formidable hoe. Foe.
A formidable hoe?
Yeah. A formidable hoe, too. But I don't know, like... The acting was just so fucking good.
As opposed to Ghost Sager.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or MMPR.
I mean Doubles always had really good acting. But, like...
Yeah.
Particularly in the final scene with Philip Paul Yamete, and then Akiko's just kind of sitting there going, oh, God, what the fuck?
WTF, mate.
And Axel's all rolling around on fire, and Shoutro's just and trying to punch Utopia in the face. It was just all perfect.
Like, the Shotaro scared and starting the terror thing last time, that was mean. That was good, too. He did, like, I love him.
Yeah.
He's good. And then, like, his whole thing where he was all, like, sad about Philip leaving and everything, he was like, you feel bad for Shotaro because you're like, aw.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad for Philip, too, because he's like, oh, this is our final goodbye, and Shotaro's like,
life
piss
partners.
Off.
They're life partners.
You crying? No. That's a bit of a preview for next week.
That's our joke for next week.
Yeah, this is a sneak preview.
That's previews.
I want to say that it's definitely my favorite build-up episode. So, basically, it's my favorite odd-numbered episode. Just, basically, I have absolutely no problems with it.
Yeah, neither
do I. The way it was handled.
Neither do I.
Sometimes I have a little problem here or there, like a little plot hole that doesn't make sense, but I can't think of any off the top of my head right now.
I do find it funny that, like, back like a couple weeks ago, we were reading those rumors about, you know, Tearaway being in a coma, and it just turned into him getting the shit beat out of him for the last, like, 4 or 5 episodes.
Which was even better than him being
like,
in a coma?
I wouldn't be surprised if in the epilogue he gets beat up by those little faggots. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at all. He just keeps getting beat up. Like, it's ridiculous. Why are you here?
It's a new running gag in the show. Who beats up terribly
Terry
this
pulls
week?
Up, he's like, hin! And then like he gets hit in the head with a rock.
Oh!
Nanda, they just like gang up, start Nanda. Kicking him and beating him with a cane and shit.
But yeah, it was really a fantastic build up. It's gonna be awesome. We know this. We've looked into
it. A fantastic build up to a climax.
For real.
Like the mini climax.
Utopia is kind of broken, but that's okay. I'm smiley face.
That's okay. Next episode picks up for Utopia's brokenness.
You can run and tell that.
Oh boy.
I feel like there's something else to mention. I can't remember it, though.
I thought there was something funny.
Was there?
I don't remember.
No.
There probably was. I can't remember the episode that well.
The only thing I can remember is, like, awesome acting. And awesome double. And... awesomeness. That's all I can really remember.
Wait. Oh, God. No, okay. I had to think. I was like, is this the episode when? And I had to think about it because I almost spoiled it. Okay.
Good job.
Damn it. So I'm pretty bad at that. So I should probably rewatch the episode again. But yeah, it was a fantastic episode. I remember being fantastic.
Fantastico episodio.
Fantastic technique.
Yeah.
That's a good place to end it.
Alright, so
that's where the fantastic ends.
So how about them Ghost Sagers?
Do we have to do this?
I sense much fear in you.
Yeah.
Just make it quick like last week.
Make it quick like a Band-Aid. Yeah, make it quick like Ghost Sagers, faggots, stupid plot.
Just like
over.
Cover the entire episode in like 10 sentences and a lot of
weird
jokes.
Here's the whole thing. Okay. A monster appeared. They fought. He got big. They blew him up. End of story. Everything you need to know summarized in about 10 seconds.
Basically.
So who wants to give their opinion first? No.
It was fantastic.
That was the best summer yet.
All right, go for it.
Aw.
Damn.
All right, so we're on 26.
Hey, you control how long it is, so. You know what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Will you stop it? Stop me the DD.
So.
Sorry.
I want a Dexter memory now. And an Antoine Dodson memory. Extreme, homeboy.
So we're on 26. Last time we had the whole Monet and her mother, and it was stupid. This time, to make things, you know, even better, it starts off and we're at like a comedy show, and it's just so fucking stupid.
Oh my God.
Like, ears are laughing and uglies are laughing and necks are laughing and Mexican versions of a little Schenkinger flute player are laughing and a giant and a giant is just sitting there like deadpan, like I don't get it. I don't understand this. This is stupid. They're all like, well, you suck.
No,
like,
you.
No, laughing is stupid.
He's just all sitting there going.
Yes. Yeah. That is why we have to keep it.
Yes, that's exactly what's going on.
Your frog pod's in what jail?
So, like, then Monet just starts just, I mean, she just laughs like a freak of nature. And her and a bunch of people in the audience get, like, sucked into a jar. That's
good.
They pushed X, Y a lot, and they got sucked.
Is that a promise?
And so this, like, I think he's like a mosquito looking dude or something. I don't know what he is. No, he is not a bit. Anything is more comparable to Snice Noodles, but okay. And what? So, anyway, Snice Noodles is the singer in the Max Rebo Band. Okay.
What the hell?
The band in Return
of
the
stupidest guest for Morphicon now.
What?
Sorry.
Is that be his brother again?
Wait, what happened?
No, just the stupidest guest. Somebody who's like, oh, attendee edition prints will be done. Okay, never mind. This isn't a guest. They still have some dumbass guests.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So, these guys go
it's
chasing...
like an assistant to the donut getter.
These guys go chasing the You're My Jew, and they're like, and then it cuts to the theme song, which is all gay, and like, this episode's gonna blow, and you're like, dude, I know it's Go Sager, duh. And let's see. So they transform, and Ghost of the Night shows up, and they start fighting. And
it's a stupid guest. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And they get it beat, and there's some sucking going on. As usual, because they're Ghost Sagers. And then he flies away before Ghost of the Night can actually do anything real to him. And Ghost of the Night's like, well, this is easy. Just don't laugh. That should be obvious. And the monster goes and visits Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob. And he's all like, hey, I got one of the Ghost Sagers. And they're like, yay, happy face. And so they're like, hey, I'm going to suck up all the laughter in the world, because when I do, it'll turn the world into a place of despair. And you're like, that's just stupid. And Ultimate Spider Monkey starts giggling, and he's like, no, don't do that. You'll get sucked up too. He's like, oh, I'm
Ultimate Spider Monkey starts giggling.
I thought that was Wheelchair's girlfriend giggling, but okay.
Didn't know Jabba was Wheelchair's girlfriend.
Yeah, she looks like Jabba. And, oh, wait, no, Jabba's thinner. I'm sorry. and is less slimy. And so, yes, it will cure Amphi. God, give him the medicine. Give him the medicine. Okay, good. Good. All right. Go back to the gym. Go back to the gym. Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. So anyway, let's see what's going on. Okay, we're looks like we're at a TV show, and just people get sucked up left and right. They keep getting sucked. So this
it's
guy
over
runs.
Yet?
No, he runs into Ghost.
Why?
I don't want to go here. This guy runs into Ghost Sagers, and they end up laughing, and he sucks up the ears and the uglies. And because like they're going to use Ghost Say Night and hide, but that didn't work. And so Pink and Black got sucked up. Now it's just Red, Blue, and Ghost Say Night. And this guy giggles and runs away. They are so dumb. They are really dumb, for real. So by now he's sucked up like at least half the city. And it makes me giggle.
The city.
And stupid kid's all sad because he's not allowed to laugh. And they're like, hey, I figured out how to attract the monster. If we laugh, he'll show up. And it's like, oh, really?
Oh, really?
Did you just figure that out? Like, did it just occur to you? Oh, the Safari Zone's open. Yay.
It just occurred to them that the Safari Zone is open.
Yep.
And that Dento is a waiter.
And he's got a broccoli Pokemon's. Yeah. His Pokemon is Epic Broccoli.
Brock's being replaced by a waiter. Brock, honestly. Brock's gonna become a doctor, too. Did they bring in the writer for Hibiki? I just realized that.
Brock's gonna you know, the guy who was the writer for that whole, like, became a doctor thing was the guy who wrote DKD, I believe. So that Inui guy that everybody hates so much. That wrote a bunch of, like, the post-writer world. He DKD. So...
Honore!
Indeed, Tarunaki-san.
That was a golf clap.
So anyway, these guys are all like, hey, let's try to get Hyde to laugh. And it's like, no you. So Alta's doing all this stupid crap. And what finally gets him to laugh is the phrase, going to the toilet. Apparently, Hyde likes potty humor or something. I don't know. But... And so the guy comes out because he hears, like, Hyde's laughter echoing through the city. I guess he's obnoxious that way.
For real.
For real. And so they come in and fight, and they try to use their Tenso powers, but it doesn't work. So the little dude farts, and Alta laughs at a fart because he's, like, six. And so he gets sucked up. Now it's just Ghost Say Night and what's his name? Hyde. Right.
Hyde, you kids.
And, all right, switch to Geodude. And so they figure out, you know, hey, if we get him to laugh, he'll get sucked up too. So they get him to laugh, and he starts getting sucked into his little jar. So then he has to break it so he stays not sucked. And he gets all mad. And let's see what happens. Oh, they come out. The thing that's interesting to me is everyone gets freed, right? But when the Ghost Sagers get freed, Monet is transformed. I guess she transformed in the bottle. I don't know.
Maybe her actor wasn't there at the time filming.
Maybe. But that would be stupid.
Yeah, that'd be stupid if she wasn't there at the time of filming.
For real.
For real.
Did you go get a drink again?
I had to go pee.
So they summon Miracle Headers, and then they go, like, they start doing, like, Epic Gumball Slash. And then what happens? Let's see. Epic Gumball Slash. Oh, then they do a little super dynamic thing. All right, go to Croconaw. And they beat him in, like, some night dynamics. And then Bladran's still in jail, and the Blob comes in and goes, make him big. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, man. He's Regis.
No, you.
You're right. I'm Regis.
And so...
I feel a button press coming on. I hear wrestling. Because I knew it. What?
So they go say grade and go say ground. And he's using his tickle wind because that's how he got Agri and Monet. Agri and the ears earlier is he wrapped them in wind that tickled them.
Fuck. Sorry. Wait. Hold on. Okay.
Oh my god.
I forgot about that. Anyway.
You recorded it onto your frog pod, man.
Yes. That's how I'm going to start my reviews now. It's not going to be a Dawson Rider review. It's just going to say, you are so dumb. Read.
So, so they're getting the wind. They're getting blown by the wind, and Ghost State Ground jumps in front of the wind. Yay, Ferret's level 24.
Do 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 do.
And let me just and so they're like, hide. They're like, hide. Summon. What are those brothers called? Siak brothers, right? Siak brothers. And so they come and they wet the guy, so he can't blow wind at them anymore.
The music is so epic.
And then Ghost Knight goes victory charge. No, not Geo dude.
No, stop.
And oh god, now I gotta find something else that'll beat a Magnemite. Crap.
Anything. Right, we'll...
So then they blow up the Megazord. I mean, they blow up the monster.
Right. So
and
they
then they're all smiley face, and then the episode's over.
So they blow up the guy. Sorry, I forgot. And then they go to, like, go stay night, and everybody, and they're like, we could have done it without you. And he's like, you guys still suck. And then they're all smiley face. And then they make another stupid pun, and Hyde just dies laughing, and it's, God damn it, you're stupid. But I forgot my favorite line in the whole thing was when Ghost Day Knight turns to Hyde and goes, you call yourself a Ghost Day Angel? And we're like, this is what we've been trying to tell you this whole time. That's the problem. So, that's about it.
For real.
I love that.
So anyway,
we'll take this first. Joker, really?
Yeah, Joker. Confusion. Those aren't your thoughts. That's a Gaia memory.
All right. I guess. Let me say this to start. Ghost Rider sucks balls. That episode was disgusting.
It
That's
was.
It.
Oh my god, Kanari suck.
That was suck. It was just, oh, it's just so horrible. It was like, oh my god, the show just.
It blows.
I just watch it and I just get sad. I'm like, can a Sentai really be this bad? Oh, I can't really hate a Sentai. Yes, you can!
You can and you will.
Will, and you will like it. You like hating Ghost Ranger. Because otherwise, we wouldn't have any jokes. Except for the ones we would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Ghost Ranger equals shit. I don't really have much to say. Like, there's nothing to discuss. Like, oh, this is what happened in this scene. It was pretty dramatic. There's good acting. No, the show sucked poop. That sounded really childish, but it just sucked. Like, it was disgusting.
Poop.
They were in a pretty bit. Thank God.
Duty.
So, I'm done talking about it because I want to get on MMPR because I feel as if we have good jokes. Alright, Jedimon, time to hire that midget to get him.
For real.
MMPR time.
You didn't even say anything about Ghost Ranger.
You said all my stuff.
Oh my god.
It sucks. We know it sucks. There's nothing.
No, not Hyper Potion.
Yes,
Ghost Ranger's over. Stop playing Pokemon. Okay, MMPR. Shukun Shinobi, hit it.
Okay, so our first episode was
Trini's Fat
Dark
Uncle.
Warrior, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
So, yeah.
There was a monster called the Dark Warrior, but that's not really that important. What is important is that Trini's fat ass uncle showed up. He and Ernie could get along just great. And so apparently he's some sort of karate scientist because things like that make sense. And
yeah.
He's all like fat and sweaty, and I'm like, this is gross.
I run into karate science majors all the time.
Anyway, he was wearing like a yellow shirt with like a yellow like jacket thing. And, like, black pants. I don't know. He looked like a giant bee. But, anyway, he developed some sort of, like, invisibility potion thing. And so
Invisibility.
Cool and all. And it basically, it looked like Nickelodeon slime or something. I think they were hinting at their future. But,
I get it.
So he thought
I was like, what are you talking about? It's not Nickelodeon.
He thinks it's a cool idea to put it in a mason jar and take it with him wherever he goes. So he set it on the counter for God knows what reason. Then Ernie picks up. He's like, I wonder what this is. And he just takes it.
Does this belong to me? Doesn't matter. Looks delicious.
And so that's all we really know about the potion till the end of the episode. And so Trini's all like, oh, Uncle... What the fuck was his name?
Uncle... I don't know.
Uncle Fatass.
Uncle Fatass. Here are my friends. And, oh, there's Billy.
Yeah, that was great. She's like, oh, these are my friends. Oh, and this is Billy.
That was fantastic.
And at that point, Billy's just all like, mm-hmm. And so apparently he's going to go teach Billy the ways of the karate scientist out in the forest, because that's where people do majority of their training, is out in the forest.
That's where Tommy does it.
That's where Onis do it.
They're all doing kung fu and shit, and then Rita's all like, I want the invisibility potion, use it on the rangers, because that makes fucking sense.
They're doing kung fu, which will help you in your karate class.
Let's use the invisibility potion on the Power Rangers so that they can beat up your monsters and you can't even tell.
Yeah, I feel as if this plan wasn't thought out.
I'm pretty sure she thought it would make them disappear. Which
well, Rita's
is true,
a tard.
But, you know, they're still there. So, basically, Rita's a giant dumbass.
She just didn't want to look at their acting anymore.
Basically. She didn't want to make sure she, I don't know, something about Jason's hair. And, oh, speaking of Jason's hair, this episode, right?
Yeah, it was, because I remember he was...
So at the beginning of the episode, Jason's doing all his karate stuff that they did in the teamwork episode, because it's pretty much the same fucking scene. But
it is.
Pretty much,
same
I mean, it
everything.
Is the same scene.
Billy
anyway,
joined the karate class first time and everything.
But anyway, Billy's sitting there at the juice bar doing his juice bar shit, and he's looking there and he's like, man, I wish I had some of Jason's... Can you finish it?
I'll do it. He said, oh man, I wish I had some of Jason's great moves.
Okay, so he said moves, but it sounded like he said moose, which totally fits our Jason's hair doesn't move joke. And yeah. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was fantastic. Man, I wish I had some of Jason's great moves. Oh man, that was great.
So, anywho's, I don't know. Where we fast forward a bit more.
And Jason has Jason has epic red belt. It's not even a black belt. It's a red belt with like 80 black stripes on it because they want to emphasize the fact that he's the Red Ranger.
Well, yeah, because if the kids saw him wearing the red shirt and the black belt, they'd be like, oh, he's wearing the red, but he's got black on too. Oh, it's so confusing. Like,
I don't know.
Like, how's hot? Well, look at Zach's clothes. That must really confuse them then.
Yeah, they're like, is he purple, yellow, and black? What is he? There's no purple yet.
Oh, also at the beginning of this episode, there was a reappearance of Stuffed. My friend Chris will love that. So,
Stuffed.
When Bulk and Skull picked up Billy and shoved him in the trash can when it said Stuffed on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Billy's all like... And he's like, oh, Billy. Why are you a Power Ranger?
Putties attack Billy and Uncle Fatass. And... I don't know what happens to Billy. He gets beat or something. Like, you don't
believe like Billy get beat. Billy's fighting like one putty. Uncle Fatass is fighting like four.
For
and
real.
Winning, but then all of a sudden something happens.
He does like the splits kick, like obvious stunt actor.
And they pick up Uncle Fatass and walk away.
Yeah, how did they do that?
They're super putties.
I'd love to see the Z putties do that and their arms just fall off. Drop him.
They take Captain Fatass or Captain Fatass. He's a captain now. Uncle Fatass to a cave and tie him up, and they're all like, "Oh, we're gonna kill him if you don't give us your potion thing." He's like, "I'm not telling you shit." And
I'm not talking shit.
And so they contact Billy or Trini or something. I don't know. And they're like, "Oh, we need the
balloons.
We need the formula for the invisibility potion." And oh yeah, it wasn't a balloon.
And Trini's like, God damn it, he forgot where he put it again, didn't he?
He's like, oh, he probably forgot where he put it. And I don't know it because I'm Trini. And so they're basically like, oh, well, we're fucked. And I don't remember much of the rest of the episode. It just kind of played out like a typical episode.
Well, I love the part where Rita sends, like, Squat and Babu to go, like, find it. and Squat and Babu and Goldar, and they just start drinking out of a random bottle. Like, maybe it's this one, glug, glug, glug. And it's like,
that's safe.
It's like, kids, don't try this at home or anything.
You got to play with a lot in the 90s.
Yep. So anyway, yeah.
Like, I don't feel so good. Like, yeah, you probably drank, like, bleach, you idiots.
Why does it say toxic? What does that mean? I don't know. It'll be fine. Just like Terry. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Have another.
It's like, he's on fire. No, it's good. It's good.
It's cool. He'll be fine. As long as doubles.
Stop and roll.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Moment of silence.
So basically, normal PR
it's
episode.
Yeah, somehow they found him. They
Dark
found him.
The warrior gets big, and they're all like, sword, and he explodes. And they save Uncle Fatass, and then they're all hanging out there, and then Billy's like,
they go back.
What?
They go back to karate class, and after, I really want to find a karate school that does this. Billy's been to one class. And test for yellow belt. I want to do that. Just walk in and be like, hey, my first day? Yeah. I'm just going to test for like 3 belts now. All right, let's do this. Like, and Jason's like, I am proud to award you a yellow belt. It's like, dude, it's a yellow belt. Stop it. It's not that epic.
Stop.
And then Billy's all proud of himself, and Bulk and Skull come to beat him up, and
Uncle Fatass drinks his potion and then goes and beats the shit out of Vulcan's skull.
Yeah, and like he's like, here, Trini, hold this, and glug, glug, glug. What are you doing? Oh, no. Oh, you.
All right, should we get on the next episode before we just slip into weirdness?
Yeah, yep. Basically. To summarize it real quick, this episode sucked.
Yep.
Summarize it quickly. Episodes 1 through 52 suck.
Next episode, The Rockstar, which is stupid because that's just the name of the monster and he wasn't a rockstar. But
it's subtitled Giant Hairy Balls.
Dang it! All my jokes being stolen. I was the originator of the hairy balls.
So, I don't remember if this happened when this exactly happened, but Jason's all hanging out with his cousin, right?
Yeah,
his cousin
that I don't think actually has that voice.
Yeah, they've dubbed over him again.
But he's all hanging out with Jason. He's like, oh, Jason, you're so cool.
Your hair doesn't even move.
Is that where the voice sucked? Like,
yeah, it's just like that guy from Dino Thunder. Listen, lady. What the fuck was that? It's not even an accent from this planet.
The little kid had worse acting than Billy. Like,
but better fighting skills.
Oh, God, yes.
And so they get attacked by putties, and, like, he actually beats up, like, a putty. I'm like, oh, you successfully completed more than Billy ever has.
Yeah.
Beat up 2 putties.
Jason does his Jason shit, and his hair doesn't move. Except it does move. It, like, waves a little bit.
Yeah, it waved a little bit later.
It doesn't fully move. It kind of
wiggles.
And then he taught him to do karate, and he's like, see, watch this. When you have this form, your hair doesn't move. And then he, like, does, like, a roundhouse kick, and then his hair, like, stays in place. And then the kid does it, and his hair moves. He's like, you almost got it, but I saw your hair moving. Your hair's a little bit too long, so...
Big Hairy Ball shows up. And he's all like, oh, I've got big hairy balls. Oh, the map. They were fishing, and he fished.
He found the map of Japan.
He's like, it's a map! And then Jason's all like, you have the map, Jeremy, don't ask me.
Jeremy...
Welcome to go have epic pizza.
Now Jeremy has a map, and there's epic pizza, and there's cheese everywhere. I don't really know. That sounds.
I want
yummy.
A map with pizza.
I was that Shuki got turned on.
Yep. So
interesting. Goes yep. That was great.
Shuki goes yep. Stroke. Stroke. Ugh.
I'm trying to remember what else happens.
Scorpina. Like,
Scorpina. Yeah, Scorpina's there, and Jeremy runs away.
He yells at stock footage. Hey, you over there that doesn't exist!
Jeremy runs away while Jason fights off big hairy balls. And then the others show off, and Jason's like, hey guys, get these big hairy balls off me.
Those two glowing balls, they were two giant balls, and they were glowing with electric pubic hair, really? Jason's like, get them off me!
I'm not into this kind of thing anymore.
And then Billy left and they forgot about him?
Wait, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the four of them come because they're... teleport to the beach because they were on vacation after eating some of Trini's escargot brownies, which that's just gross.
Yeah, vacation to the bathroom.
Yeah. So they come in and Jason's like, get these hairy balls off me, dude. And like Trini and Kim have like one giant ball. Billy somehow is able to move one ball by himself. I'm like, really? Is it any more obvious than styrofoam? But yeah, that was fun. Then the mirror.
Yeah, there's shit about the mirror, and they're at like a hotel or something, and there was a pool, and Big Hairy Ball shot Trini and Zach into the pool, and they're all trying to flailing around with Big Hairy Balls on them, and in the background, we've got an unmorphed Dan in the background.
Wait, really?
Around.
Are you serious? I didn't even notice that.
That's why Billy wasn't in the fight scene, because in the Sentai footage, Dan was unmorphed in the background.
Yeah. I'll mention that later.
I have to go back and look at this then. Oh my god, that is hilarious.
That's how bad the editing was. I mean, the fact that Billy's like, Billy, go find Jeremy and the other four will go off, the other three, or four, because there's 4 out of 5. And then they're fighting, Billy's not there, and then mysteriously later he shows up. Like, they forgot that Billy was gone.
They put him in the morphing sequence, so don't forget that part.
I forgot that part. Thank you. Like, they're morphing, alright, Billy, leave, and the four of them morph, and they don't cut Billy out of the morphing sequence. Like, really? The production values in the show are horrible.
Basically.
For real.
Anyway.
For real.
Jeremy finds the mirror, and he, like, blows up the side of a mountain. He's like, oh, cool. And so Scarpino.
Scarpinos? What about Skype?
Scarpino's all like, meh, 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 meh. And
Billy
steals the...
the ancient mirror with metal hinges.
The mirror from Jeremy, and the mirror's all like got like metal hinges that you can buy.
They had
from,
metal a long time ago. What the hell's wrong with people?
They're the ones you buy from like Aiko.
Yeah.
Okay, look, don't yell at me, Dora.
You have the map, whore. Don't
so
ask me.
Scorpina gets all big, and then they fight, and she's trying to get the Megazord to look in the mirror so it explodes, but they're like, oh, no, and they wave their arms around. And so Goldar appears and tries to help, but he epic fails because he looks at the mirror, and the mirror's about to explode Goldar. So then Scorpina, like, tosses the fucking mirror in the air, and they're like, oh, here's our chance, and then they break it, I think. I don't really remember.
I think that's what happened. That sounds bad. That sounds about right.
I don't remember. I zoned out.
They either broke it or, like, grabbed it and used it to kill Scorpina again for, like, the 12,000th time. I don't really remember. But they destroyed it, and everything was happy face, and then Jeremy's at the juice bar, and he's all like, man, the Power Rangers are so cool, and then all the Power Rangers have to be epic jerks, and...
You'd be all pompous.
They're all like, oh, talk about the black one. And then Jeremy's all like, ah, you were so cool, but the pink one was hot. And they were like, I don't know what was wrong with the Asian one. I think it was a boy.
I saw a penis.
And
saw a camel tail.
And Blue wasn't even there. I don't know. There was some Asian guy in the background. And but Red was epic cool. And he was like,
yeah, no, Jason's
oh,
all
Jason,
like,
Jason, where were you during all this? And he's like, I got a karate class to teach.
Jason's like,
and
I don't
Jeremy's
know, fuck.
Like,
and then just runs off.
It was awesome. And then Jason's all like, oh, okay, continue. I'm like, what happened?
I just class? Saw it. I'm sorry.
Your penis?
No.
He found it. After all these years.
Oh my god, no. The unmorphed flailing about Dan in the background.
Yeah.
So that's really about it. Like, I don't know whether these episodes were as shit as last week's episodes.
They're all about equal on the shit field. They're all about equal on the shit scale to me. I think that actually the most entertaining episode that I've watched so far has been Day of the Dumpster. Even that.
That's I completely agree.
Like, everything else is just total shit. Like, I mean, I can't even believe how bad the production values are. They couldn't have just... I could do that in Windows Movie Maker, snip out Billy from the morphing sequence. Like, really? Like, you couldn't just snip him out?
Even I could edit that for one of my videos. I mean, damn.
And, oh my god, it was just so... It was disgusting. And then leaving the... I mean, they could have... All the episodes... Fuck. You know what? I can't even talk anymore. I was going to say, like, with... I was thinking about how they had to go over the footage. That's why they needed to use every footage possible. But they couldn't have... They had to use the footage that had a Japanese character in the background, really? That's like using footage of, like, I don't know, like an episode where all the Rangers are standing together plus one Japanese character just not explaining it.
They've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Billy. He got his face changed, but only you can see it. Wait, what?
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, next week is our last week of this bullshit.
Yay. It's all yay because we don't have to watch it anymore, but sad because, like, so many funny jokes about Jason's hair.
But don't worry, once Nickelodeon starts airing some season one in its pure form, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but
Neither.
We can make more epic Jason's hair jokes.
Yeah, for real.
For reals. Sir...
Sir.
Oh yeah.
Final thingies.
Facebook.
Yeah, that's about all we got. We still don't have any more new donations, sad face. So get on that if you can, heart. But anyway, Facebook. I decided to finally get around to making it. There's now Writers, Rangers and Rambles Facebook group. I'll include it in the show notes and in the enhanced podcast right now in the little link thing. You can click that and I'll make it go there.
So become a fan of us and we love you long time.
Not in Christ. So yeah, we'll be using that to announce when all the new episodes go up, when we're recording.
Or there's a delay like, oh, Jedi Mom was attacked by some idiot in the projects, the episode's going to be late.
Yeah. Delays, epic events of any kind.
Yeah, like we're going to have a super special guest star that Dawson Rider got, unless he chickens out.
Yeah, Dawson will hopefully be posting Morphicon updates.
Yeah, at the very least, updates. I'm not sure if any pictures or video, like, I'll probably go all Shukun Shinobi and record video and never upload it. But there'll be pictures, but depending on the computer situation, they'll either go up as I take them or in the evenings of after the event, or they'll all be up on the website once I get back. It just depends. Like, I don't know what the situation is going to be. But there'll definitely be, like, little status updates. Like, OMG, Jason David Frank has his own panel. WTF, mate. Gold Ranger breakfast, 8 o'clock. LOL, I don't think so. Stuff like that.
So
see you dudes evolving.
Yay. Check us out on Facebook.
Press B.
Wish I had an easy link to give you guys. But I don't because Facebook's a jackass. So, click the link in the Enhanced Podcast, click the link in the show notes, or just search Riders, Rangers, and Rambles in the little search bar. It'll come up. And that is really about all. I think.
You forgot the Billy and Zach dance-off in MMPR.
It was a repeat of the last dance-off. We don't want to go
still,
over this shit again.
It was still epic.
Epic? No. Retarded?
No, it
yes.
wasn't.
Billy is wearing some jackass bullshit.
Billy's wearing a burlap sack.
I don't know what's going on anymore. So anyway,
No you.
Fuck Billy.